A new photography exhibit at Avila University's Thornhill Gallery enhances the viewing experience by using augmented reality. What exactly does that mean? KCUR's Jay Genovese recently paid a visit to find out. Among other things, visitors should not expect to just stand around looking at pretty pictures. They'll need to bring a device, and they'll want to make sure that it's fully charged.
I'm here in the Thornhill Gallery with J. Anthony Snorgrass, a professor of communications, advertising, strategic media, and branding. Dr. J., as some of the students call him, is also a photographer.
Many of my friends who travel with me and we go out to various venues always get a little frustrated because I'm always the guy that says, hold on, I got to take a photo of that. So I've been taking photos for a lot of years, and particularly places around Kansas City.
The walls are filled with photographs. They're hung in sets of two. On the left is the original image, buildings, landscapes, cool scenery. On the right is the same image, digitally altered to look impressionistic or like a watercolor or an abstract painting. For that, I'll need my cell phone. And to get to augmented reality, I have to download an iPhone app called Layer.
Why don't we stop at the Gym Theater first?
He's standing in front of a photograph of the 18th and Vine streetscape on a rainy night. The Gym Theater's marquee is lit up in bright lights.
All right, what I'm doing now is I'm actually going to scan the art piece, which is actually a watercolor that was taken from the photo itself.
As it's scanning, the outlines of the buildings are lighting up on his cell phone screen.
There's a transformation that is occurring in the art piece, and it's telling me to push play. And if we push play, we see one of the concerts that was actually performed by Horace Washington when he played at the Gym Theater. This was my tribute to him. Many of us do know that we were very saddened by his passing a few weeks ago.
So he's holding his phone up in front of the picture. His phone scans the picture and the video plays. It's sort of like what happens with a QR code, but with much more immediate gratification. Snorgrass uses video he's shot himself or videos he's found on YouTube.
You know, there's a growing debate about whether photography is actually an art. I think it is, by itself. Yet, many people think about photography as a platform for other things. So this exhibit actually uses the art of photography as a platform to move into different media. Yeah, sort of a mixed media exhibit, if you might call it that.
Remember, he teaches advertising, so he's not just thinking about the artistic potential.
I think the utility of augmented reality has benefit in many different venues, not only educationally, but also from a marketing standpoint. Essentially, the idea is to give you more to look at than just a visual image and to direct your audience towards another objective, whether it's buying something, supporting something, volunteering for something. There's many different utilities for it.
Here's another example, one that involves advertising.
I visited the salvage yard in Kansas City, Kansas, and I saw a row of classic old Chevrolets. And I said, I've got to shoot that. So I shot it and then transformed it into an oil painting. It gave me such a historical perspective. I wanted to reach back and say, what was it like at the beginning of your life? So I was able to find some vintage video.
Snorgrass says there are lots of educational opportunities in the exhibit. Some of the photographs are scenes from the civil rights era, accompanied by historical videos. Besides that, he's seen students coming in on their own just to check out the exhibit. He says he wants to figure out which pieces are their favorites and why. After all, getting students into an art gallery is no small accomplishment. CJ Janovese, KCUR News.